Dr. Thomas K. McInerney is the 2012-2013 president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He has been a pediatrician in private practice in Rochester, New York for 40 years and is a professor at the University of Rochester Medical Center and Golisano Children's Hospital. He served on the AAP's Task Force on Mental Health, which developed the AAP Mental Health Toolkit. Mental health is an essential part of the overall health of children and is something that pediatricians routinely address during well-child visits. Dr. McInerney, what are some signs of healthy emotional development that your pediatrician is looking for, starting with infants, toddlers, and preschoolers?
I think the most important thing is appropriate interpersonal relationships. First, of course, with parents for the infants, and then sibs and other relatives as they become toddlers, and then peers in the preschool age range. It's important to look for eye contact, imitation, pointing, babbling, hugging, and checking with a parent when they are exploring their environment.
What are some red flags of concerns that parents should watch out for and bring up with their pediatrician if they see them?
Slow speech development, the absence of babbling at around 6 to 12 months of age, and then slow speech development in the second year of life, very concerning. Early on, if they don't seem to point, that's a very important method of communication. If they seem distant and not responsive to hugging or other kinds of positive reaching out from parents or other family members, that would be concerning.
Can we talk about grade school children? What are some of the issues that pediatricians are addressing in mental health in this age group?
Well, again, very important, positive interpersonal relationship with peers, parents, and teachers, good school performance, appropriate play methods where they interact positively and they're not too aggressive, and that they seem to be developing normally.
Is bullying something to pay attention to in this age group?
Yes, bullying is already a large problem and it's growing. It's a sign of children who have some emotional difficulties if they are bullies themselves. Bullying can lead to problems such as depression. Parents should be looking for signs of excessive aggression, oppositional behavior, problems with learning in school. Depression starts to show up at this age. And if children talk to their parents, seem sad about being bullied, or if on the other hand, parents find out that children are bullying others, those would be all a concern. Parents need to keep in mind now, so importantly, is what the children are doing with media, both television and on the computer, but more and more now, media such as personal telephones, messaging, those kinds of things. You need to monitor that closely to make sure there's nothing untoward going on.
Let's talk about teenagers. This is the age group when pediatricians might start having part of their visit be private without the parent in the room.
It's very important that somewhere around the age of 12 or so that pediatricians work with parents and adolescents and let them know that the adolescent has and should avail themselves of the opportunity to speak with the pediatrician about matters that would be held in confidence, so that they would be able to get from the adolescent all the information that's important. Pediatricians need to reassure parents that if there is something that the child discloses that suggests they may be of danger to themselves or others, then the pediatrician would inform the parent about that so that we could do something to prevent that from happening. It is shown for sure that if adolescents know that they can relate things in confidence to the pediatrician, they probably would be more truthful about some of their activities. The other thing is that pediatricians should be working with parents to observe for signs of depression, which becomes more common in adolescence. Also, alcohol and drug abuse, and also tobacco abuse. And particularly for adolescent young girls, look for signs of anorexia.
How can parents of children with mental health concerns, who may be seeing therapists or other health care providers, work with their pediatrician to coordinate care?
Communication between mental health professionals and pediatricians is critical so that each knows what the other is doing and is aware of what's going on with the child or adolescent. Pediatricians increasingly now are being asked by parents to help them with their child's emotional problems. Sometimes they will do that in collaboration with a mental health professional, such as a psychiatrist, psychologist, a social worker, and the two of them working together can achieve excellent results.
So is this the first step for a parent who has some questions or concerns about their child's mental health to talk with the pediatrician?
Yes, I would recommend that because many times the pediatrician may be able to help the parent and the child, him or herself. If there is a referral needed, often the pediatrician would be able to recommend people who are excellent in taking care of children and adolescents with emotional problems. It's much better than going to the Yellow Pages.
Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to add?
Mental health problems are increasingly common, as we've heard, things like autism, depression, ADHD, etc., but they are very treatable. They're recognized early and treated thoroughly and carefully, and if the children are followed closely, really mental health problems are like other chronic illness problems. They need careful follow-up until the issue is completely resolved.